Sorry, to clarify, there have been no changes or modifications other than I think there was a typo in one of the district's reports, but no substantive changes to any of the TID amendments that are before you today for consideration and, as you note, action.
I'll take a motion on all four unless people want to go through each one.
So moved.
Is there a second? One. We need a second, people. Anyone make a second,
Oh,
please?
Picklin will
Thank you.
second that.
Thank you. So we have all four resolutions before us. Is there any discussion or questions?
Can you, it's been a long time since February. Can we get just like a quick refresh on the sort of overall intent of each? Doesn't have to be the whole presentation again.
Dan and Joe.
Sure. You share screen if that's all right, and we'll go through the very, very quick version of there we go. Let me know when you can see this.
Got it.
Okie doke. So we'll go through this quick like a bunny. And so you've got TID 36, which you can see here is East Washington Avenue, running from Blair roughly to First Street. There are two things proposed as amendments to the project plan. The first is funding some improvements to Bree Stevens Field. Second is some implementation planning for a total additional cost of $1.1 million in 2025. This is projected to close in 28, with an estimated incremental value at the time of closure of $634 million. Any questions on that one? Okie doke. TID 44, you can see here, stretching from Atwood and Monona Drive intersection to the east across Stoughton Road and over towards Lumberman's Trail, not quite up to Flora along Cottage Grove Road. There are two items here. The first is some lighting along Stoughton Road, $155,000. This is in relation to there's a tiny home village there that this lighting would provide some additional lighting to get to and from this space. An additional item here is small business assistance, similar to what we've done in other TIDs that we have been creating and amending for programs like the city's small cap TIF, commercial ownership assistance, and business improvement grant program, and others. Total funds there is $655,000. This is projected to close in 26, but or excuse me, and the estimated incremental value of closure is around 100 million. So you would most likely see this back, or not see this, but this would come back for closure to the Common Council next year, barring any additional changes. Next one is TID 46. So this is a project plan and boundary amendment. We are proposing to add one teeny tiny little project or one property here in green. You can see right on Mineral Point Road. This stretches probably our largest TID by sort of geographic area, all the way from near Seago all the way out to nearly the Beltline at Tree Lane. A host of projects, including things like Westtown Stormwater Ponds, Mineral Point Road, Tree Lane reconstruction, a West Gate Bike Path Phase 2, loans and grants for the Mandel project. You can see it's a combination of a TIF loan as well as a grant to the CDA that is then going to the Mandel project. A TIF loan for Westgate, this is Jacob Klein's project, some funding set aside for a potential project on Mineral Point Road, along with some small business assistance programs, totaling a total additional cost is $16.5 million. It's projected to close in 2028, and the estimated value at closure is $616 million. Not quite as big as 36, but still not bad work. TID 51, this is simply some dollars and cents moving around between projects, but you can see it here. This is our South Madison TID that we've talked about in the past. There's a whole host of dollars moving back and forth. The bottom line is that we're not actually increasing the dollars spent. We're simply, we do have someone joining us. All that's happening is dollars are being reallocated from one line item to another. So, for instance, Penn Park is now down at 2.1 million, and those funds were reallocated in the other parks line items for things like Bowman Park and Heifetz Park. Similar to some of the engineering projects that you can see here, Rimrock Road was eliminated, other projects like that. So, right now, this district. There we go. Is projected to close in 2037 with an estimated incremental value of closure of 290 million. I would expect you'll see additional amendments in the future, but those are the projections based on today. So, any questions on those items?
I don't have any questions, but thank you, Dan. I wouldn't have wanted you to make that PowerPoint and not be able to show it to anybody.
Yeah, it was a
And
Terrell made it, so he props to Terrell, to be fair.
thank you, Terrell.
then just a general reminder that I know you all do this all the time, but for us, the rest of us on this, we're not necessarily in all these conversations. So we always appreciate that opportunity to get the caught up on what's in the refresher. It's all coming back now from our conversation in February.
Not a problem. It's something we eat and eat, sleep, and breathe, so we're happy to share.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Any other questions or discussion? Right. Seeing none, any objection to approving this motion, which would approve all four of these items under unanimous consent? Hearing no objection, those are all approved. I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'll make the motion.
Second, Maya.
And seconded, thank you. Any objection to approving adjournment through unanimous consent? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.